ABC Radio Australia.
And to Fiji, where its health ministry has declared a dengue outbreak with 200 cases recorded since the start of the year. Most of these cases are from the Western Division, affecting those between the ages of 10 to 29 years old. Now, the ministry is urging the public to take precautions to prevent infection and to seek early medical attention if they do develop symptoms. But the Pacific Mosquito Surveillance Strengthening for Impact Program, or PACMOSI, were recently in the Pacific to train health professionals on monitoring mosquito resistance. So joining me this morning is Country Liaison and Coordination for PACMOSI, Dr. Amanda Murphy. With that, I say good morning and welcome to the show, Doctor.
Oh, good morning, Aggie. Lovely to be here. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Appreciate your time this morning. Now, as I said, you've been working alongside Fiji's Health Ministry and Medical Services. I'd love to know if you could take us through what has happened and why was it necessary for an outbreak to be declared?
Well, outbreaks are declared fairly regularly in Fiji because the virus is there all year round, unfortunately circulating. And every now and then, a few different factors come together to cause an outbreak. And those factors are sufficient numbers of mosquitoes flying around and biting people, the weather conditions being right, and having enough susceptible people who are not immune to dengue in the area.
Doctor, is that then, would that be the reason or the cause of this outbreak?
Yeah, it's usually a combination of those factors, basically. So that this time of year, there's a lot of water around, a lot of mozzies around, and then all you need is for one infected person to come into the area and boom, off it goes.
But for our listeners, and there might be some who just don't understand what dengue fever is, or what is it exactly, and how can one actually get infected?
Sure, dengue is a virus. It's a viral infection that's spread by the bite of infected mosquitoes, and it's usually by a specific group of mosquitoes called Aedes species of mosquitoes. And those ones, you can often see them if you look when they're landing on your hand. They've got black and white stripes on them, so they're quite kind of visually striking. And essentially, the bite of those mosquitoes transmits the virus into the blood of us, of humans. And after sort of a week to 10 days, you'll start to get symptoms like fever. A lot of joints and joint and muscle pain is quite characteristic of dengue, sometimes a skin rash. And in severe cases, you can be hospitalised with organ damage and even death. So that's why it's so serious and important to take precautions.
I was just going to ask that. I mean, how serious can it get? And often, is this something that is just prone to the Pacific?
No, it's a global problem, usually in tropical areas. But, you know, with areas becoming warmer and warmer around the world, it is spreading. It's on every continent of the globe, pretty much, except maybe Antarctica has these mosquitoes now and are vulnerable. And there are outbreaks all over the world all the time. And unfortunately, they're happening more often.
Well, you know, your team was in Fiji recently to provide training to health professionals on monitoring mosquito resistance to insecticides. Could you explain what was involved in that process?
Oh, yeah, sure. As you may know, or the listeners may know, using insecticides is one of the main control methods for killing mosquitoes and protecting people from mosquito bites and viruses that come from mosquitoes. But unfortunately, a little bit like what happens with antibiotics is there can be resistance that's developed by the mosquitoes to the insecticide. And so when you use them for many, many years, as is the case in Fiji and other countries, unfortunately, sometimes the mosquitoes can become resistant and they don't die anymore, essentially, which is a really, really big problem globally. So we were in Fiji to train the Ministry of Health, and actually a bunch of other health department staff from other Pacific islands on how to test their mosquitoes, essentially, to see if they're still susceptible to insecticides or whether they're resistant, meaning that the chemicals won't work anymore.
So in replace of that, what is it that you guys ended up having to use to somehow, stop the spread of the mosquitoes and the dengue fever?
Yeah, unfortunately, it's a it's a problem. There's not a lot of other alternatives. There are new types of insecticide chemicals being developed. They are a little bit more expensive and not as user-friendly, but essentially that's the only other option at this stage is to get a different type of chemicals. The problem with that is then the mosquitoes might become resistant to those over time. So what we recommend is to switch the type of insecticide that is used regularly so the mosquitoes don't get too used to one type.
Thank you for that. If you're just tuning in, I am speaking to Country Liaison and Coordination for PAC-MOSI, Dr. Amanda Murphy, about the outbreak there of dengue fever in Fiji specifically, though. Now, I remember that the reports had said that Western Division of Fiji has experienced the most cases of dengue. Again, is there any particular reason as to why they've experienced the most? I mean, is it to do with the environment, the weather, hygiene?
Yes, it can be all of those things, a lot of the time also it's about how much water is built up in containers or water holes or pools, in the previous weeks. So it may be that in that particular area of Fiji, for some reason, there's a lot of water holding containers at this time of year, and it's really difficult to get rid of all the places where, you know, mosquitoes might lay their eggs in water. It can be very small amounts of water, even the bottom of your pot plant, the base of the pot plant, flower vases, the little bit of water that collects in tyres is a really big problem. If there's large pieces of rubbish outside the house, like particularly white goods or old pieces of cars, all these kind of things that can trap water, mosquitoes can breed there. So it can be quite difficult to remove all of those places. I don't know if that's the reason in this particular case, but often that is one of the main contributing factors.
Doctor, we were looking at some of the stats even from last year, because Samoa had also declared an outbreak of dengue in August last year. So wondering, is Fiji facing that same type of outbreak? Is it very similar?
Well, it's already at least 200 cases reported. So that is fairly serious. And if the ministry obviously will be working hard right now to get on top of that and make sure it doesn't become any bigger. And the one in Samoa did go on for several months and did have, I think it was up to more than 500 cases last year. And that was really, it really puts a drain on the resources of the health department to be running around trying to kill these mosquitoes all over the country. I guess the difference at the moment in Fiji is that it's quite contained to one area of Fiji. In Samoa, it was everywhere. It was all across the island. So Fiji might have a bit of an advantage at the moment if they can get on top of it in this area and contain it. It may not spread to other places.
Well, earlier I mentioned that the MOH or the Ministry of Health have urged the public to be vigilant, take precautions, right? So what does the community need to do to actually stay safe then?
Prevention is better. We're in that area of Fiji now. We're beyond prevention, unfortunately, and the only thing that can be done is to protect yourself from mosquito bites. Before the outbreak, obviously trying to remove all of those containers which hold water is the best. But once the outbreak has started, it's sort of a little bit too late for that, and it's now time just to protect people from getting bitten, because you have a lot of adult mosquitoes flying around that are infected with the dengue virus, and they can live for several weeks and bite many, many people in those weeks. So although it's still good to, clean up your yard and make sure there's no breeding sites, in an outbreak, the priority is to kill adult mosquitoes that have the virus in them and protect people from being bitten. So wearing long sleeve clothing, window screens if you can in your house, that kind of thing, repellent. Those are, they're not fun and exciting tools, but those are the tools we have, unfortunately.
Yeah. Well, look, thank you for the work that you do, Doctor. And we always say prevention is better than the cure, right? So we appreciate the work you're doing in the Pacific for our communities, but we thank you again for your time on the show this morning.
Thank you so much, Aggie. Thanks for having me.
No worries. That, of course, is Country Liaison and Coordination for PAC-MOSI, Dr. Amanda Murphy.